This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Secondary education examination begins across the country today. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli urges students to appear in the examinations calmly. National Assembly endorses banking offences and penalty Second Amendment Bill. Government plans to amend laws for infrastructure construction in protected areas. And Israel extends ground operations in Gaza after deadly air strikes. Now, the news in detail. The Secondary Education Examination, SEE, is beginning across the country today. According to the National Examination Board, as many as 514,071 students will be participating in the SEE this year. The examinations will be conducted at 2,079 examination centres across all 77 districts. This year, 29 students will appear in SEE through an examination centre in Japan, while arrangements have been made to conduct the examination from the central jail in Kathmandu, two prisons in Dailik, and a juvenile correctional home in Bhaktapur. The National Examination Board is set to announce the results of the exams by 21st of June. The examinations will be held from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. and will conclude on April 1st. Meanwhile, Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has urged the students appearing in the SEE to perform steadily. In a video message issued on the eve of the examinations yesterday, the Prime Minister asked the students not to hurry but to appear for the exams calmly. The Prime Minister also shared his hope for better results compared to last year. The National Assembly has passed the Banking Offences and Penalty Second Amendment Bill 2080 that originated from the House of Representatives. The bill, presented by Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Finance Bishnu Prasad Paudil, was unanimously passed by the Upper House yesterday. Also during the session, Secretary of the National Assembly, Dr. Surendra Arial, tabled the messages received from the House of Representatives regarding the bill to amend some Nepal acts relating to promotion of good governance and public service delivery 2081 and the bill to amend some Nepal acts relating to cooperatives 2081. Likewise, National Assembly Chair Narayan Prasad Dahal informed the House about the contents of the letter received from the Office of the President regarding the certification of the bills. The next meeting of the National Assembly is scheduled to be held at 11 a.m. on March 21st. Likewise, the House of Representatives yesterday unanimously approved a proposal to send the Armed Police Force Nepal Bill to the respective committee for clause-wise deliberations. In the same session, House Secretary Harkaraj Rai tabled the Tilganga I University Bill, which was passed in the National Assembly along with its message. Meanwhile, during the House meeting, lawmakers called on the government to ensure an impartial investigation into the recent incident involving the confiscation of around 250 million in foreign currency on Monday from Tokha, Kathmandu. The Law, Justice and Human Rights Committee of the House of Representatives has instructed the Ministry of Forest and Environment to arrange for the resurvey and demarcation of the buffer zones around national parks, wildlife reserves and hunting reserves. The decision came after lawmakers discussed the bill to amend some Nepal acts, specifically focusing on issues related to national parks and wildlife and addressing human-wildlife conflict. Nepal currently has 12 national parks, 1 wildlife reserve, 1 hunting reserve, 6 protected areas and 13 buffer zones, covering 23.39% of the country's total land area. The government has decided to amend laws following the Supreme Court's decision regarding the infrastructure construction in protected zones, including national parks, reserves or conservation areas. The meeting of the stakeholders held at the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers yesterday decided to move forward by amending the laws that hinder the parallel advancement of the environment and development. The decision was taken by a joint meeting of the Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs, Ajay Kumar Chaurasia, Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation, Deepak Khadka, Minister for Forest and Environment, Ain Bahadur Sahi, Chief Secretary, Eknarayan Arial and Secretaries of the concerned ministries. Accordingly, the National Park Act, Forest Act, Environment Protection Act and other laws that affect development and construction will be amended as soon as possible. The meeting directed the Ministry of Forest to finalize the laws that need to be amended and submit them to the Council of Ministers. The first meeting of the steering committee of the Sagarmatha Sambad, a climate-focused dialogue, concluded yesterday under the chairmanship of Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli. The meeting is scheduled to take place from May 16th to 18th. During the meeting at the office of the Prime Minister, key discussions were held on event management, inviting foreign guests and dignitaries, involving experts, appointing a goodwill ambassador, and cooperating with the private sector. The Prime Minister called for widespread support and participation to ensure the event's success. The Sagarmatha Dialogue Secretariat has already been set up at the Prime Minister's office, and heads of the state and government from neighbouring countries, including India and China, have been invited as special guests. The dialogue will focus on climate change, mountains and the future of humanity, marking the first time the government is hosting this significant event. Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Arzu Rana Deoba has held separate bilateral meetings yesterday with the Georgian Foreign Minister and Philippine Secretary of Foreign Affairs in New Delhi, India. The meetings took place on the sidelines of the 10th edition of the Raisina Dialogue 2025, organized by the India's Ministry of External Affairs. During her meeting with the Georgian Foreign Minister, Dr. Rana urged Georgia's support for Nepal's candidacy for key United Nations memberships, including a seat on the UN Security Council for the term 2027-29. Likewise, during the meeting with the Philippine Secretary of Foreign Affairs, Dr. Rana emphasized the need for Nepal and Philippines to work together on addressing climate change. A 42-kilometer stretch of the Benighat-Aruhat-Larke Road has been opened, aiming to connect the Gorkha district with China's autonomous region, Tibet. According to Purna Chandra Dhakal from Nepal Army's Road Construction Task Force, vehicles can currently travel on 36 kilometers of the 42-kilometer stretch. On a different note, the Nepali Army has asserted that it was always committed to fulfilling its constitutional duties. Issuing a press statement on Wednesday, the Nepali Army Directorate of Public Relations and Information clarified that the Nepali Army was ready to fulfill its constitutional duties for the country's sovereignty, freedom, territorial integrity, and national unity. Responding to the various comments made about the Nepali Army in different media and social networking platforms for the past few days, the Nepali Army has requested one and all to disseminate accurate and fact-based information by contacting the directorate. This news comes to you from Greater Nepal. Now it's time for some international news update. Israel says it has extended its ground operations in Gaza after launching a wave of airstrikes that the Hamas-run health ministry says killed more than 430 people in 2 days. The Israel Defense Forces, IDF, said troops had moved in up to Netzaram corridor, which divides the north and south of the strip. The renewed assault on Gaza marks the end of the fragile ceasefire deal that had been in place since January. In a video message on Wednesday, Israeli Defense Minister Israel Katz issued a last warning to the Palestinian territory, calling for the return of the remaining hostages being held there. Israel says Hamas is still holding 59 hostages, 24 of whom are believed to be alive. The 7th October 2023 attack by Hamas on Israel saw about 1,200 people killed and the capturing of 251 hostages, 25 of whom were released alive during the first phase of the ceasefire. Israel responded with a massive military offensive which, according to the Hamas-run health ministry, killed more than 48,500 Palestinians as well as caused large-scale destruction to homes and infrastructures. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. With the partial influence of the westerly and local winds across the country, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly regions of the country and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country today. Light rain or thunder and lightning are likely to occur at one or two places in the hilly regions of Kosi, Gandaki and Karnali province today. There are also chances of light snowfall at one or two places in the high mountainous region of Kosi, Gandaki and Karnali province today. According to the information provided by the division, the minimum temperature in Kathmandu Valley is hover around 10 to 12 degrees Celsius today, and the maximum temperature is likely to hover around 27 to 29 degrees Celsius today. With this, we have almost reached the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines again. Secondary education examination begins across the country today. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli urges students to appear in the examinations calmly. National Assembly endorses Banking Offences and Penalties Second Amendment Bill. Government plans to amend laws for infrastructure construction in protected areas. And Israel extends ground operations in Gaza after deadly airstrikes. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website radionepalonline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.